Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any public comments from the board? Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to make a public comment? Okay, item regular agenda, item 4.1, discussion and possible action to approve the minutes from the July 16th, 2025 substandard board meeting. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.2, report from the building official regarding the status of the property located at 112 East Marlin Street, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, and the status of compliance of the SSRB orders from 25-03 of March 5th, 2025, and the subsequent orders.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Council members. Filiberto Alba, building official. So as of last week when we prepared this presentation, the owner for 112 East Marlin had just submitted a new structural drawing showing how the pilings were going to be repaired, which is what we requested on the previous meeting. After that, we started reviewing all the documents again. We went through every single plan and application, everything. We also checked with Mr. Sanchez on the public works side to make sure that the FEMA requirements were going to be met. And we just issued the permit, the building permit for the remodel this afternoon.
Very good. Is there anyone here that wants to speak on behalf of the property?
My name is David Chen. I'm the owner of the property. And the only issue, nothing about the property, but you know, it's just the amount of the $500 per date. What can we do about it?
Well, they're gonna continue until you have a CO, then we'll take a look at it at then. I did ask at the last meeting that you guys mow the grass and get the yard taken care of. When I drove by there today, none of that had been done. No. The grass in the backyard is about 3 feet tall, and I don't think the neighbors appreciate that, so we'd like to get that taken care of.
It actually was mowed this afternoon.
Okay, well, I was there at 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, this afternoon they already done. Actually, the last meeting when it's done, the next day is already done. The lady was drive by to give me a ticket. So we'll finish on that day.
Let's get, like I told your partner, I think, was the other gentleman?
Yeah.
We need to get to CO, and then we'll look at the administrative penalties.
Okay. So that's all my questions.
We want to see a nice, big, nice, pretty building there in the next 13 months.
Starting tomorrow, my guys will be there.
Fantastic.
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to close out that item and go to item 4.2B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located at 112 East Marlin Street, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, including the issuance of additional orders. I don't see the need to make any additional orders. Now someone make a motion, just let it sit. Does anyone have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I would think at the next meeting, I would suggest that it's probably time that we file a lien on the property for civil penalties, just in case they're trying to sell it from under us.
I'll amend to that.
Okay, we want to, since it's not specifically mentioned, even though maybe
I thought we did it in 45 days, but
there's no lien. I think we should just to cover ourselves.
Done. I'll amend to that. Is there a second?
And that would be what, to authorize the filing of a lien for civil administrative penalties. Okay.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah. You went by there today. I did too, didn't you? Yeah. Looks like they cleaned up the lot and put some dirt down next to the dumpster.
That's the other property.
Wait, we're talking about Kingfish?
No, we're on Marlin.
Okay.
Marlin? I thought we finished Marlin. You closed Marlin.
No, this is item B for it.
We don't need to put a lien on Marlin.
No.
If, okay. Let's just do what you suggested. Look at the penalties that when they get a CO. I'm sorry.
Is there any further discussion on Marlin? I'll retract the lien. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 4.3, report from the building official regarding the status of the property located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Project Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 16, replot, Sections 1 through 1440-B, multifamily dwelling, and the status of compliance with the SSRB orders from 25-01-A and subsequent orders. Vile, come on down.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Council members. So, as of the previous meeting, they had already obtained a partial permit for the foundations, for the wood frame foundation of the buildings, but no work has commenced. They haven't called us to follow up or to let us know when they're planning to begin the repairs. We haven't seen the portable restroom nor the roll of dumpster from Republic Services. So they're still pending a detailed timeline, including dates, scope of work, phases of the project. There are many things that have to be repaired and brought to compliance. Revised project estimate, $100,000 surety bond for the possible demolition of the structure, WPI-1 application form, and architectural plans showing all the walls to be repaired.
Okay, we'll come back to that on C, just so in case there's discussion. I'm going to close out 4.3, go to 4.3.B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located 204 West Gardenia, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 116, replot, Sections 1 through 1440-B, multifamily dwelling, including the issuance of additional orders. So you already got the permit, or I'm sorry, the demolition?
A partial, the quote, yes. So yeah, we called three different companies and only MAV contracting replied back to us with this quote, which is $103,500.
Okay, I'm going to ask for no action on that. We're going to go to 4.3.C, discussion of possible action regarding the, I'm sorry, is there a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item C, discussion of possible action regarding the demolition of the quotes for property located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 116, replot, Sections 1 through 1440-B, multifamily dwelling. Okay, how much is your quote?
$103,500.
And you just got one in?
Yes, sir. Only one of the three contractors called us back and sent us the project estimate.
What's the condition of the pro? Has any the pool been drained? Anything been done?
Yes, if it includes demolition of concrete foundations as well for the slabs. Footings, swimming pool, and piling along the with driveways, patios, gazebo, concrete. Installation of high visibility safety fence. Foliage should to be trimmed and left presentable unless removal requested by the board.
And then it says 125 per square foot. Is that?
Says $12 per square foot.
It's a dollar, so not a five.
Okay, yeah, it's that's it looked odd. Thank you. Any questions for Phile? Carrie?
No. And if I understood you right, they haven't done anything. Yeah. They haven't done anything.
The partial permit was obtained like 2 months ago, but no progress has been made yet.
I think at the time we asked them to do a full permit rather than just a partial and plans. And
yes, sir.
And you haven't heard back from them. Okay.
And I'm going to make a motion for no action on this item today. I would like you to let's contact them, and we're going to bring this back at the next meeting.
Okay, sir.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.4 is a report from the building official regarding the status of the property located at 119 East Kingfish. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 5, Lot 11, Block 63, and the status of compliance of the SSRB orders. How are we doing today? Good.
Roberto Alba, building official. So Mr. Maldonado called us today to let us know that he wasn't going to be able to attend this meeting. And we asked them what was the status of his house. And he told us that he will need 3 more months to finish it. So the last inspection he requested was the sewer line, as we advised him on August 1st, 2025.
Is that that pipe in the front that's sticking up?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So after we the inspection, we made contact with him to let him know so he could cover the trench. So everything has been covered. They haven't planted any grass yet, or
no,
they haven't requested the working clearance inspection, which is meter box and service disconnect, to connect the permanent power yet. So that will take some time from AEP to run the new wires and all that.
Do we have a scheduled date or approximate date for that?
No, sir. He didn't give us that information. He only said he would need 3 more months.
Okay. Any questions for Philae? Okay, we're going to close out item 4.4. Go to 4.4B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located at 119 East Kingfish, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 5, Lot 11, Block 63, including the issuance of additional orders. Carrie, do you have some questions for that item?
No, I went by there. Looks like been a little bit of work, but the timeline he gave us at the last meeting, I don't have the minutes in front of me. What was the timeline? Anybody remember when he would have it finished? And I thought at that time he said it would be like 3 months. Now, is he wanting 3 months from extension back then, or
there's no extension day. We're finding him every day.
Well, so
the administrative penalties are in place. There's it's on, it's his timeline now.
So inside, have you been inside the building to see what progress has been made inside?
So basically, sir, he started painting the interior of the house, but from what I saw, it was just a primer. So they basically apply, they do tape and float, they apply the texture, and then they paint. And that's where they are right now.
So it's dried in, it's moving that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
The minutes do reflect that he stated last meeting that he expects to obtain a CO in 3 months.
Okay.
In 3 months. Now he wants an extension.
Now he wants three more.
Another 3 months, or?
It's not an extension. He's just saying, right. he's telling us his timeline.
3 months from what date? As of
it's not an again. It's not an extension. There's administrative penalties in place.
Extension. I'm saying he's asking for another 3 months.
No, he's giving a timeline of his potential completion is what he's doing.
So basically, it will be.
Come to us and ask for an extension. He's telling us what his timeline is. We have administrative penalties in place to on our side. And they can go forever if he that's up to him.
I got it. I got all that.
Okay.
My question is, 3 months from where? He wants an...
No. I think at the last meeting, he said, I need 3 months. That was right. A month ago. And now he says, I still need 3 months.
That's what I'm trying
so
to get
So it's one
at.
More
so
month.
It's, all right. So it's another month then.
Yes, sir, basically.
Okay, that's what I'm trying... Because I don't know if it's 3 months from today...
Or from the previous.
Yeah. So
no, what he said on the call was from today.
So that would be November instead of October.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Any other questions? Okay, I make a motion. There's no action at this time. I get a second.
Second.
Please say aye.
Aye.
Carrot. Motion carries. We're adjourned.
Okay.